What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Tim on the ticket, open lines. Let's go to DJ in Detroit. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hello, DJ.
Fellas, what up, though? Doug, Gator, what's happening?
Hey, bud. DJ?
Gator, you exempt from this. Doug, the lies you tell. I had to call immediately when I heard it. I said, nah, we ain't going to start this line on this rainy Tuesday now. Doug, something tells me with $250 million, you'll be hitting me talking about, DJ, where is you going, Turkey? I got to get my hairline back, DJ. Something's just telling me. I ain't believing that you ain't going over to Istanbul to see my doctor to get that hairline straight across back like it's 97, Doug. I can't believe it.
So what's funny is DJ's called our show before, and DJ did indeed go over to Turkey, and DJ occasionally sends us updates on Twitter as to what his hairline now looks like. And it looks great on you, DJ. I like not having hair. I really do. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm letting you down.
Nah, mate. So, you know, here's the weird thing, right? So I was kind of hating for a long time because I started going bald at 16. Like, I had the George Jefferson horseshoe at, like, 16 years old. So I was mad at all my friends. And I started wearing the Chris Webber, Charles Barkley, because it was my two favorite basketball players. So as I got older, I'm like, yeah, man, I don't need no hair, man. The bald hair looked good on me. I adopted it. You know, my lady friend, like, oh, baby, you're handsome. But then once I seen Prime and Floyd Mayweather and Brian them get their hairline back, man, I ain't never getting the bald head again in my life.
Fair
I got
enough.
My hairline back, and I was hating.
Fair enough.
Hey, man, did you bust out the 72 Eldorado over the weekend? Were you at the Dream Cruise?
Absolutely, I did. Absolutely, I did. I put a couple of pictures and videos on Twitter. I thought you was going to see it. Absolutely, I did, man. And people love that car, man. People were honking and thumbsing up. Yeah, I absolutely did, man. It was a perfect weekend for it.
I mean, I was looking for the ride. I did say on Friday, didn't I, Doug?
Yes, that was – you wanted to get in a car that size.
I was hoping
size.
To call our DJ.
What did you call it? 35 feet long?
Yeah, 35 feet long. Convertible.
Yeah, I was out there enjoying it, man. But I just wanted to call and just give you a holler.
No, it's all right.
Tell me with $250 million, Doug, you might get over there.
I guess if my wife insisted. But honestly, I'm pretty happy, and I think she's
all expenses paid.
I can go over there and I don't have to get the surgery, do I? I suppose that's false pretense. All right, what do you think? Sergey Fedorov announced his numbers retired.
I love it. I was a huge Sergey Fedorov fan as a player when I was covering the team for a couple of years there, including that Stanley Cup run they had in 2002. I really enjoyed talking with him. So I think this is awesome. I understand there's been some acrimony in the relationship with Sergei and the Red Wings over the years. And in the end, he did choose to leave as a free agent. But I also kind of understand why he wants to spread his wings a little bit to see if he could be something else. He had already won 3 Stanley Cups to the Wings. Try something different. Try something new. And maybe there were other reasons why he wanted to get out of town too. If you know, things didn't work out with his marriage, wanted to leave. Got it. But I didn't like when he would come back to town and some fans would boo. I didn't like hearing that there was, you know, strife between he and the Ilitch family and that there was all this time that has gone by since he's retired and that they hadn't retired the jersey number. So to hear that it's done now, I'm very, very happy and excited for that. And I think it's January 12th. They're going to have the day for him to do that. Chris Ilitch reached out to him, I guess, yesterday to let him know. Over by telephone that this is what they're going to do. And he was appreciative of it. Sergey was appreciative of the effort. They released a statement together through the Red Wings and it seems like everybody's happy about it. And I don't think there's any reason to say it's about time or any of that stuff. It's done. And that's what's best in moving forward. I'm very, very happy. And I'm looking forward to going to that game to cheer him on.
Yeah. It'd be cool to see him again. It's, he was just a different, he was really, really good. And I mean, this is not earth-shattering hockey analysis. It's just some guys, when you see them, you can tell almost immediately this dude's different. Other guys, there's subtleties. You're like, okay, maybe if this guy, you know, can develop this part of his game or that part of his game, or I'll take a flyer on him being a good player. Sergei, you could tell right away. He just skated. It really was the skating that stood out the first time I saw him play. And he went on to have in an era where it felt like just about everybody on the roster was special, he might have been the specialist. There were a lot of really, really special
players. I mean, he was so much fun to watch. He was so gifted offensively, defensively. He was charismatic. He was cool, you know? And then when you heard things like that his agent robbed him of money and stuff, that was sad to hear. And obviously after he left the Red Wings, he was never anywhere near the same player that he was as a Red Wing and finished his career playing defense with Washington. And people had said, I think Scotty Bowman had said that he thought that he could be a Norris Trophy winning defenseman if he wanted to back when he was in his prime, because he was that good. And he was that good. He was so much fun to watch. He had the 5 goals in the game against Washington the one time and just, you know, hoisting the cup 3 times. It's nothing but good memories.
The other thing was the Nike commercial with the white skates.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah, that did not last long, but yeah. Yeah.
No.
That was when Nike tried to dip their toe in the pond or the frozen pond, and that's how it worked out.
Yep. So anyway, congratulations to Sergei, and I don't know that there'll be a whole lot of protesting over this. 248-539-9797. We got open lines. It's Carson Anderson. Plus your ticket tax. Love to hear from you. Just a reminder, you can always stream the show using the Odyssey app. Get it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Streaming through our website, 971theticket.com or Champ and Jumper posted. Streaming with video at twitch.tv and youtube.com. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
All right, you know which dealer that I love. It's Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield. Why? Because they give you real, honest pricing and the best deals around, and I'm talking about no gimmicks, no surprises, just straight-up amazing offers. Now, here's the current unbelievable specials they have going. A 2025 Equinox EV for only $999 down, and it's just $159 a month. Or, if you're more of a truck guy, that's okay. Get behind the wheel of a 2025 Silverado 2FL. It's only $999 down and just $229 a month. That's right, $229 a month for a truck. Now, here's the best part. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield is giving employee pricing for everyone on select demo Equinox, Silverado, and Trax models. You heard that right. Employee pricing for everyone. So whether you're upgrading to a sleek new electric ride with the Equinox or grabbing that tough Silverado for work or play, or looking for a solid SUV, Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield has got you covered. Now, these deals aren't going to last long, so head over to Sarah Chevrolet Southfield and see why they are the best. And trust me, you won't find a better deal anywhere else. That's the Sarah difference.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.